American Indians have a long history of boxing here in Wisconsin, particularly at the amateur level. Mark Antonio Daniels Jr. trains with the Forest County Pottawatomie Boxing Club, and he dreams of becoming a professional boxer.
Boxing, it's been a tradition. It's been around for a really long time, and a lot of natives, we've always been in it. It's just what we are known for is we're fighters, we're warriors, we're not quitters. We've been in this since we were kids, so we are family here. The one thing that my dad tries to establish is that when you come here, you don't have to be scared, you don't have to be nervous. He wants everybody to see their potential and to be well-minded and good-spirited. We don't take anything away from anybody. Everybody has their own style. We're all made differently. I like to be quick, nimble, and elusive. Whereas our heavyweight, William Olley, he has a lot of speed for a big dude, and he's very good at blocking. My brother Marcus, he's come a very long way. He stayed in it. You know, he's had every opportunity to, you know, take a break or go do what he wants to do, but he wants to come back here. I think he's got something to prove. But we try to be there to help each other, push each other. You know, if somebody's struggling, we'll come back and help them. When it starts, it's like, okay, here we go. This is what I've been training for. It's time to put everything into use. Go in there, feel him out, see what he's gonna do. It's always about survival. It's about being disciplined. Then you have to take those ways and bring them into your lifestyle too. So when you become a smarter fighter, you start thinking about life, and it makes you more disciplined, more relaxed. I can usually just brush things off. Or if a guy, you know, he gets in my face or something, it's easy for me to just walk away and say, hey, that's not worth it. You know, you lose your temper, you lose. My goal is to show all of my people what we're capable of. We may not be the warriors that were back then, but we're still warriors in our own way. We're still fighters. I box for my people, not only Potawatomis, all natives. I fight for them, I fight for my kids, I fight for my dream, I fight for a reason to get up every day.
This story was produced by Finn Ryan for The Ways. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more info, visit wisconsinlife.org. Alan Caldwell joins us now for more on this unique history. He's a former boxer, boxing promoter, coach, and state boxing inspector. Alan, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So, Alan, what got you involved in boxing from the beginning?
Well, I grew up in a community where that was the only sport we had outside of some of the high school athletics. And I had several nephews and high school classmates that were boxers, and so I decided to become part of the program.
And you've pointed toward the 1960s and 70s as a heyday for amateur boxing in Wisconsin. How big a part did the state's tribal members play in that 60s and 70s scene?
Well, at Menominee, we played a big part of it because I remember in those days we would go to Fond du Lac for the Golden Gloves tournament, and they would have, you know, 120, 150, 160 boxers entered in their tournament. Half of them came from the Menominee Indian Reservation.
What is it about boxing that appealed to you and other members of tribal groups here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think it was the competition. Some of it had to do with with situations in our home communities where at the high schools that we attended, school sports where participation was limited by team numbers to Native athletes participating. And in some places, it was the racism that in those school systems that excluded them. So boxing became one of the ways in which we could compete as individuals, as a team, and compete for the recognition for our communities.
Now, we just heard from Mark in that piece with the Potawatomi Boxing Club, and he pointed to a warrior tradition, a warrior culture, and this being a way to honor that tradition. Was that important for you and other people you've worked with?
Oh, yes. That was very much so. In days gone by in our Native communities, you know, we had our warrior societies, and they were the protectors. They were the ones that faced the enemy. And so over time, through our culture, we've transformed that in some of the things like the sport, such as boxing.
We're talking about boxing in Wisconsin's Native American communities with Alan Caldwell, a former boxer and coach himself. And Alan, as a coach, you've helped start boxing clubs in a couple of tribal communities. What was the response when you opened the door there from youth in those communities?
Well, I started it. I'm a high school teacher, and I was working up in Lacouderay and over at the Stockbridge-Muncie communities, and in those communities, with the Native students that were going to school there, I inquired about their interest in becoming involved in that. They showed an interest, so I got the equipment together and was able to start those clubs and give those youth an opportunity to compete in a sport maybe they weren't fully aware of, but as they got more familiar with it and things, they brought other members of the community into the programs, and we were able to achieve some success.
Now, you've been participating and observing the sport for a long time. Who are some of the big names among Native Americans in Wisconsin in the boxing world?
Oh, there are a number of them. There's I have a nephew by the name of James Jimso Caldwell, who is still fairly well known, though he's retired 35 years ago. He was a 8-time state champion. He was a national AAU champion and toured with the United States. There's J.J. Korn from Menominee, who just recently retired from his professional career, but he was a member of the all-military and the U.S. Army boxing teams when he was serving in the Army back in the 90s. Lou Boyd from Menominee. There were the Danforth brothers from Oneida, Eddie Conger from Lacouderay, amongst others who achieved success in their careers as amateur boxers.
Are there efforts to bring this back, to bring boxing back these days?
Yeah, yes, there is. A couple years ago, we had the Indian Summer Fest that's held in Milwaukee on the Summerfest grounds the weekend after Labor Day. And they started a revival of that. They started an invitational boxing tournament. And this past September when they held it, they had boxers from all over the state of Wisconsin. They came from Michigan and Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and a few other places that came in and competed in the tournament.
Alan, before we let you go, for people who aren't fans of the sport of boxing, what would you say to get them to maybe appreciate it a little more?
Well, I think it goes back to what kind of my coaching philosophy was, that boxing teaches the boxers respect, it teaches them self-discipline, patience, sportsmanship, physical and mental conditioning, you know, their listening skills, their interpersonal relations, and other personal values that I think are important to us as individuals and as human beings. And I think many of the coaches and trainers who coach these boxers teach these as part of their program.
Alan, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem.
That was Alan Caldwell, former boxer, promoter, coach, and state boxing inspector.